It is well with my soul. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. I'd like to share one short story with you. One day, a mother brought her son to a Jewish rabbi, and the rabbi asked one question to her son. "Boy, do you know where God is? If you tell me where God is, I will give you a coin." Then this boy replied, "Rabbi, if you give me an answer to my question, I will give you 2 coins. "Can you tell me any place where there is no God?" "Oh, since God is everywhere, finding where there is no God is simple rather than finding where God is. Because there is no place where there is no God. But we have to name countless places to talk about where God is." As Christians, we always say that God is everywhere and God is always with us. So when I asked the question, "Where do you find the presence of God, or where do you feel that God loves you?" people easily name various places or experiences, such as at church, during worship service, in prayer, during class, or through natural beauty. They find the presence of God and they feel God loves them. However, when we are in trouble, most people go through one stage, which is questioning, "Why? Why me? Where is God? Has God forsaken me?" In the midst of suffering, it is very difficult to confess that God is still with us. Because in the time of suffering, we are wondering, "Why? Why God allowed this trouble to happen to us? Why do we feel that there is no God, although God is everywhere and always with us?" Then what does it mean that God is with us? In today's gospel story, Jesus' disciples asked a question that everyone here has probably asked Jesus in once their life. "Teacher, do you not care about us? Do you not care that we are perishing? Savior, what are you doing? Do you not care about me?" I hope and pray that we all find and experience the presence of God already here with us and in us more deeply and in a new way through this time of worship. If you read this story closely, it was just another busy day for Jesus. Mark 4:1 said, "Again, he began to teach beside the sea. Such a very large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat on the sea and sat there while the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. And Jesus taught many things in parables, the parables of the sower, the parables of the growing seed, and the parables of the mustard seed. And on that day, when evening had come, Jesus said, 'Let us go across to the other side.'" There's no clue in the Bible why Jesus asked them to go to the other side. But suddenly, a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat. So they were all in danger. We don't know why this tragedy happened to them. They just allowed what Jesus wanted them to do. They just followed as Jesus said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." Actually, as we know, many of the disciples were fishermen. So they knew well about the sea and the boat. So nothing really matters to them on the sea. They could handle most of the problems because they were used to it. However, now they were in big trouble. They all were in danger in front of a great windstorm. Since they were confident about the sea and the boat, this situation made them more perplexed and more frustrated, so they didn't know what to do. Likewise, When we experience trouble over things about which we usually feel safe and confident, we feel more frustrated and even more afraid and easily lose our presence of mind. Although there are things that we feel very confident about, such as our life, our work, our children, our spouse, and our partner, and our business, actually, they are nothing other than a boat on the vast sea. Although we think that we are very strong and our boat can go everywhere we want just as we planned, actually, we are only a boat, which is unstable boat in front of the storm on the sea. In our lives, there is suffering, trouble, hardship, and difficulties that we can't handle or we can't overcome. Right there, when our experiences, skills, and powers are all exhausted, Jesus meets us. When there is nothing that we can do, finally we encounter Jesus. Jesus was in the rear of the boat, sleeping on a pillow, sleeping in the midst of a great storm. Was he struggling with seasickness? Was he too tired from teaching all day long? How was he sleeping? The disciples were getting angry at Jesus and saying, Teacher, don't you care that we are drowning? What are you doing, Jesus? Would you do anything for us? We are about to die. When we are overcome by fear and despair, we wonder. We get angry and we try to quarrel with God. In a boat swamped by the waves, they might not just say, Teacher, don't you care about us? But rather, some more harsh words. Faced with the situation of life and death, people would be harsh and desperate. But we know the end of this story. We know what is the end of this story. As Jesus says to the sea, Peace, be still. The wind ceased and there was a dead calm. And Jesus said to them, What are you afraid? Have you still no faith? Jesus felt so sorry for them, not because they were angry, but because they had no faith in them. Still no faith in them. They lost their mind on a rocky boat. They lost their faith in front of a strong wind. When they lost their own confidence, they were overwhelmed by fear. Only then they saw Jesus, who was with them right there in the boat. Although they stayed with Jesus all the time in the boat, they did not see him. They didn't find him. But in the midst of extreme chaos, they couldn't do anything by themselves. Finally, they looked for Jesus. Psalm 44, verse 23 to 26 says, Wake up, do something, Lord. Why are you sleeping? Don't desert us forever. Why do you keep looking away? Don't forget our sufferings and all of our troubles. We are flat on the ground, holding on the dust. Do something. Help us. Show how kind you are and come to our rescue. This would be our common reaction in the midst of confusion and suffering. Although we did not look for Jesus, we just blame the silence of God. We hope and pray that everything goes well and smooth in our life, but whether it is somebody's fault or not, there is hardship, suffering, and difficulties in our life. Our boat is shaken and sinking. While we were questioning and wondering, we find Jesus who was sleeping right there. Maybe he was waiting for us to wake him up. He wants us to turn our eyes away from our problem to
toward him. He wants us to not feel overwhelmed by fear, but to overcome fear by faith. Through the experience of the absence and the silence of God, God taught us that the thing that we need to fear is not a great windstorm, but ourselves who are confident without God and who are trying to live without God. Even resentment is okay to him. When they called his name, Jesus! Right away, Jesus woke up and rebuked the wind. Peace, be still. In the midst of fear, trouble, and insecurity, God's message for us is clear. Peace, be still. Then the wind ceased and there was dead calm. When you are struggling with a great windstorm in your life, please, please remember our living peace staying with you deep in your heart. Although you did not even recognize our living peace, Jesus Christ is right there with you, ready to help you and ready to save you. This morning, we opened this worship service with a song, It is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. There is an amazing story behind this song. Horatio Spafford, who was a professor of the law at the University of Chicago, lost everything from the Great Fire, Chicago Fire, in 1871. And he even lost his son right before the fire. So his family were exhausted. They really needed to be refreshed. So they planned a family trip to Europe, but he had to delay his schedule. So his wife and his daughters departed first. Unfortunately, their passenger ship crashed into the Lucerne, which was an English armored battleship, and he lost his wife from that accident. On his way to get to close them, he passed the spot where the accident took place. And right in that moment, he experienced unspeakable peace, and he wrote this song, It is well with my soul. That's his confession of faith. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. His faith saved him from despair and hopelessness. How about you? Are you in the midst of suffering? Are you struggling with despair? Are you overwhelmed by fear? Please find Jesus in your boat who is right there with you. And remember, peace, be still. Our Lord Jesus Christ will seize the wind and bring calmness and real peace to us. Then we have no choice but to confess that. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Praise God.